98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A bill to create a state grant program to help homeless veterans in Wisconsin heads to Governor Tony Evers for consideration and a signature. The bill creates a new state grant program to fund nonprofits housing veterans, all in southeastern Wisconsin. It does nothing to address the recent closures of the Veteran Housing Recovery Program facilities in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, along with Eau Claire Senator Jeff Smith, did propose an amendment to reopen those facilities. The amendment failed along party lines. In a press release, Wall said he's disappointed in Republicans who turned their backs on homeless veterans in the northern part of the state. The Green Bay and Chippewa Falls locations shut down in September of 2025, forcing veterans living there to transfer to homes in southeast Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, or remain homeless. Hundreds of Green Bay high schoolers took a break from their lessons Wednesday to teach a lesson of their own. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports.
Students from all four Green Bay high schools walked out of class to march the city streets with signs and chants showing their opposition to ICE activity. Many held signs honoring Green Bay Preble High School graduate Alex Preddy. Preddy was a VA ICU nurse shot and killed by federal agents at a protest in Minneapolis last month. The district issued a statement acknowledging the students' First Amendment rights. They also notified students and families the absence would be marked as unexcused unless parents called the school to excuse their student. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
After years of declining enrollment and budget concerns, UW-Oshkosh is exploring non-traditional methods to attract students. UWO Provost and Vice Chancellor Ed Martini said during a State of UWO forum this week that traditional students will always be a part of UW-Oshkosh, but programs for adult learners juggling full-time jobs and families will address enrollment issues as the birth rate declines. A proposed 50-unit workforce housing development spanning 2 acres on South Commercial Street in Neenah is under consideration. The $18 million project will be privately financed with the help of state tax credits. Officials say the project could add $8 to $10 million to Neenah's tax base. If the tax credits are granted in May, construction will begin in spring of 2027. This is a jaw-dropping story from Milwaukee that touches northeast Wisconsin, too. 35-year-old Morrell Johnson, known as Money, has been sentenced to 21 years and 10 months in federal prison following guilty pleas to sex trafficking, among other charges. According to court records, Johnson operated as a drug trafficker who sold heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. He recruited addicted women to perform commercial sex acts, promising them housing, protection, and reliable access to the drugs upon which they were dependent. He used their addictions as leverage to keep them in line, and he punished them with physical violence if they failed to do his bidding. The case was investigated by the FBI with help from the Green Bay Police Department and others. Love is in the dome. The Barlow Planetarium in Menasha has 3 Valentine's Day, one night only laser shows on Saturday. The shows feature a mixtape of love songs spanning multiple music genres set to vibrant laser visuals. And because it wouldn't be Valentine's Day without a little sweet treat, each ticket comes with complimentary chocolates. Visit barlow.winnebagocountywi.gov for tickets and details. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Another challenge for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center. In Madison, the Spartans ranked 10th in the nation. That doesn't seem to faze Wisconsin, who beat number 8th ranked Illinois on the road in overtime Wednesday. Nick Boyd transferred to the Badgers last spring. Head coach Greg Garden, why Boyd has been such a great addition.
He's a winner, and he's won everywhere he's been, and that's why he wanted to come to Wisconsin, because, coach, I've been to a Final Four, and I want to get to more.
In Green Bay, the UWGB Phoenix beat Purdue Fort Wayne 76-49 at the Crest Center. The Phoenix now 15-12 and 10-6 in the conference. A big turnaround from this time a year ago. head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Last year, February 13th, we lost our 21st consecutive game.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Thunder 110-93. The Bucks have won 5 of their last 6 heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog this morning, then we're headed into a really nice day and a nice weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a little patchy fog, partly cloudy, down into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high again in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.